Toisus and Daf Yutes seems to say that if Lo Kitcho, Toisus says that the Bumus, whether the Mutta also depends on whether the Kedusha Sabayis is Kayim or not. And so if Kitcho lost his Lavo, so then the Bumus are also. But if not, they're not also. The Rav said this is a Shitas Yochid, and Toisus in Megillah holds that even according to Mandi Amalokitcha, Bamas are Suros. But this is clear, of course, if the Kitchel are said level, the Mikdosh, so then the Bamas are also. Now, from our Gemara, Rashi holds that seems to, the Lo Kitcho, that's where he learns the Maskon of the Gemara, and Toisus holds Kitcho, Lossid Lavo. Now, the Rambam in Perek Vav in Hilchas Beis Abchira, he holds that in terms of Kedushas Haaretz, that the Kedusha Rishon of Yehoshua is Lo Kitcho, Lossid Lavo, and was bottled with the Churban. But Kedusha Shniyah is Kitchel Asad Lavo, the Kedusha's Aretz. And the Ram gives a reason, because he says the first Kedusha, which was precipitated by the Kibush Aretz through Yeshua, that one Kibush cancels another. So the Kibush of Nebuchadnezzar canceled the Kibush of Yeshua. But he says the Kedusha Shniyah of the Mikdash was through Ezra, the Kedusha of Ezra, so which was through Ezra, the Ram says that Kedusha is Kitchel Asid Lavo, and he asks himself, why is it different Kedusha Rishona? Because there's Kedusha, as I said, Kedusha Rishona was through Yeshua, was through Kibush, and Kedusha Shnia was Chazaka. So we don't know exactly what the Ramba means, that Kedusha Shnia was Chazaka. After all, they settled the land, there was Chazaka and Kedusha Rishona also. So the Rav, and the Vavid is choylik on that, and he says that kedushas that. However, the Ram thinks that the kedusha hamikdash is consists of the hashchina ain't a betela. So the kedushas mikdash is kind forever, and even the kedushas by its rishon, the kedushas makom continues. It's also to enter into the base of mikdash a person is tamei and so on. And the Vavid seems to be choylik, and it says that you can't be mechayv a person without a raya b'ura. So the Vavid seems that the kedusha of mikdash is lo kitcho lasa lavo. But the Vavid holds that it relates to kedusha of aretz, that the kedusha of Ezra is kitcho lasa lavo. And we see that because in Perek Aleph in Hilchas Trumas, the Ram says that there isn't Truma Bisman Azemidi Raisa, it's only Midrabanan, because when Ezra came, there wasn't Bias Kulchem, and you need Bias Kulki Savo El Aretz, it's not just by Chala, the Ram learns it's by all Trumas and Raisus. And since it wasn't Bias Kulchem, there's no Machayev of Midi Raisa of Trumas. And the Ravid is Masik there. That by truma you don't need bias kolchem. That's a locha only by challah. Because pasuk yisavol is speaking by challah. It seems from him, from what he's saying, that it's a that kedushas haaretz is lost at lavo. Because if there's no kedushas haaretz, he doesn't have to come be masik alam. That it's a din only by truma, since bchalal is no kedushas haaretz. And we see that similarly the Toisus here in Marcus holds that Kedusha Sha'aretz is Kitcho Lasid Lavo, but Kedusha HaMikdash Kedusha Bayis is a low Kitcho Lasid Lavo. And Toisus in Yevamos holds the opposite, that Kedusha HaMikdash is Kitcho and Kedusha Lasid Lavo, and Kedusha Sha'aretz is Lo Kitcho, Lasid Lavo. And then the Rishonim that hold that there's Kedushas Ovis B'chlal, there's only Drabonim Mizmanis, that there is no Kedushas Ovis. So, in terms of the Rambam, the case of Mishnahs, they all ask, what does that mean that the Kedusha Rishon of Kedusha Ovis was Mishim Kibush and if it's bottle, but Kedusha Shnei was Mishim Chazaka? After all, there was a Kedushas, there was Chazaka in time of Yeshua as well. They settled the land. So what does it mean? What does the Rambam mean, Chazaka? So the Rav explained very beautifully. He said like this, that there is a Zika of Kedushas Ha'aretz, of Kedushas Mikdash to Kedushas Ha'aretz. He said, you see that from the Mishnah and Kalim, because the Mishnah and Kalim, at the beginning, when it lists the Esa Kedushas, the peak Kedusha being the Kodesh Kadoshim, and then there's the Bet Ulam Mizbeach, and the Heichal, and the Ulam, and the Azara, and the Chil, and then Harabayis. As the Mishnah continues, then Avichoma, but Avichoma lists all the ten Kedushos. So, and then it says the Kedushos Ha'aretz, there's Kedushos Ha'aretz, so mevi memeno chala, the Omer, and Bikuvim. So the going is, why does it mention Trumas and Maisus or Shemitah? So the Rav explained that the Kedushas, there's a relationship, a Zika, when the Kedushas Mikdash to the Kedush, to Kedushas Ha'aretz. There is a Kedushas Ha'aretz that represents a degree, so to speak, a level within the Kedushas Mikdash, and that's what's mentioned. The Esa Kedushas mentions, and that's reflected not by Trumas and Maisus, but by Bikurim and Omer, which have Havos Makum, they have to bring it to the Mikdash, Remakovit, the Omer, but not Trumas and Maisus. So, what the Rambam is saying is that the Kedusha Rishona was Kibush because the Kedusha Rishona of Eretz Yisrael was not related to Mikdash, because Yeshua didn't, when he conquered the land, he didn't build a Mikdash. So it was simply the conquest of the land. But as opposed to Ezra first built the Mikdash, and from there the settlement followed from Mikdash. So the Mekadosh that Ezra used was the Kedushas Mikdash, because there is a Zik, as I said, of Kedushas Mikdash, as you see from that Mishnah in Kalim, to all of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that's what the Rambam means, that it was Mitnei HaChazokah, V'Chazokah in B'Tela, means Chazokah means because it was through Kedushas Mikdash. And the Rambam holds that Kedushas Mikdash is never bottled, as he says, because Kedushas Mikdash and Yerushalayim is Mitnei HaShechina, V'Shechina ain't a B'Tela. So that dimension of Kedushas Mikdash that is reflected in the Kedushas Ha'aretz, that can never be bottled. And that's what the Rambam calls Chazokah. And that you didn't have in Bayis Rishon.